Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. One issue lightly covered by the regular media is the declining tax collections of the 24 Michigan cities, including Lansing and East Lansing, that impose an income tax. This is a double whammy this year. First, over 10 million Americans who had jobs at the beginning of this year are now unemployed. Michigan cities cannot tax unemployment benefits. Second, thousands of workers employed in the cities of Lansing, East Lansing, and the other cities that collect income tax now work remote in jurisdictions with no local income taxes. As reported November 30 in the Lansing State Journal, the Michigan Municipal League estimates that the 24 Michigan municipalities that collect income taxes, because of people working from home, will see tax revenues drop $160 million this year. It's a particular problem for East Lansing, where 60% of income tax collections are committed to paying for unfunded past liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care. There is legislation in the Michigan legislature to have employees of enterprises in the 24 cities that impose an income tax continue to collect income taxes even if the workers are performing their duties from home outside of the city. Should such a bill become law, it will have a negative long-term impact on these cities by discouraging people from taking new jobs in those municipalities, pushing down future tax collections. There is another developing negative impact on tax collections. Some businesses are providing furniture and equipment in the homes of remote workers, in some cases moving assets that had been subject to property taxes by a local government. Thus, jurisdictions where businesses are now located could see a drop in future property tax collections while there are increased revenues elsewhere. This property tax issue could also add to the compliance paperwork burden for enterprises. Where previously they might have only been required to file a single personal property tax statement, they may now be forced to submit multiple reports. Local governments need to be careful how they collect taxes, as people have the means of avoiding them if they become too onerous. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.